Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Idleman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. My name is Luke Duncan and I am your host here with Pastor Shane Idleman. Pastor, welcome.
Welcome. Good to be here. And we've got an interesting topic today.
Getting into 2021, we have gone through the first year of COVID-19 and all the fun that's come along with it. But it appears now that a vaccine has been created. And so that the process for disseminating that into society is starting to take place. And a lot of people within the faith are wondering about what our perspective should be on that particular topic. You know, there's a lot of peripheral discussions about end times and things like that that come along with it. But just at the base level for Christians, is it okay for a Christian to take the COVID-19 vaccine if they want to?
How much time do we have?
No pressure.
Well, I think we need to first say that we don't offer medical advice as a disclaimer. You know, we're not here giving you medical advice because we don't know your situation. And there's a lot too. I mean, a vaccine, what the old concept was to take a portion of a virus and inject it into your body. The thought is, you know, your body recognizes that it's a foreign invader and it builds up antibodies and resists it and consumes it. So your body is now therefore ready for the next time that comes in full force with the actual virus, from polio to you name it. And they start using delivery systems because you can't just inject that into your body. That's where the fetal tissue comes from, which we're against, of course. So you have the fetal tissue of aborted children, and that's the delivery system into the body, along with formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum. The reason they put those in the vaccine is because those kind of wake up the, I forget what their name is, but they wake up the immune system. It's like a shock. It gets the immune system functioning and here comes this virus and now boom, the body makes antibodies to it. Now I have tons of thoughts on that. Number one, you know, how did God design us? The best way is natural immunity. The best way is a healthy lifestyle that builds up immunity. And so, I'm not an anti-vaccine person. I'm an anti what doesn't work person. So whatever works, you know, we're good. The medical industry has made some major accomplishments and it has, you know, just really revolutionized so many things. But they really look at it from treating the symptoms, not going to the root of the problem. So you have to make your own personal decision. The reason they link a lot of autism to vaccines is because of the aluminum and mercury. And what it does is it breaks the blood-brain barrier in your brain. And the blood-brain barrier keeps things out of the brain that are in the blood. So they can actually penetrate that. That's why they're called neurotoxins, toxic to the neurological system. And they are linking Alzheimer's and dementia and even autism in kids to that. So I think we have to be, I mean, I wouldn't put mercury and aluminum and fetal tissue into my body. I mean, personally. So that's how the vaccine supposedly have helped. Granted, still people get the flu. I remember when I studied polio and my mom had polio and she was younger. And polio was actually on a decline before the vaccine. And then when people start getting the vaccine, actually polio shot up because of the, you're giving them the virus, you know, a portion of the virus. So why I'm saying that is this vaccine is something different. And that's what many, many experts, health experts are, you know, kind of, they're not making decisions just yet because we're kind of guinea pigs right now. This type of vaccine is called an mRNA. The M is a messenger, and that affects the RNA, the ribonucleic acid, which is affects the DNA. Your DNA is who you are, your blueprint, but RNA tells the DNA what to do. So this new vaccine, through surrounded by lipid fat, that's the delivery system, and what do they call those? The little nanotrans, I don't have the terms.
The little guys.
Yeah. Some nano, whatever particles, nanoparticles. So I'm looking for the delivery system in the vaccine, the lipid, it's covered with the fat, but these things have caused problems before. They've caused, especially in neurological diseases of the neurological system, you know, autoimmune disease is what they call it because it's fighting your immune system. Lupus, things like that, rheumatoid arthritis. And so this vaccine sends this signal in for the RNA to produce a certain protein that mimics or looks like the COVID virus. So your body produces antibodies to defend that. Now, the big question is, what are these antibodies going to do in your body? This is a new type of vaccine. This is, you know, something that hasn't been researched or studied much. And of course, big pharma is behind it. That's the pharmaceutical industry, producing this and at huge skyrocketing levels. I mean, most of the billionaires during COVID increased their wealth by 28%. So I think back to your question, was it can they or should they take the...
Could they?
Well, they can if they would like. I've talked to nurses, even some here at the church, and they are going to take it. They feel comfortable because they work around that environment, and other nurses are no way. So we can't really tell you what to do. I would tell you, I would do a lot of research. I would tell you that building up your body's natural immunity is way better than relying on some type of shot that's not really proven. Now, they said the effective rate is 95%. But that's 95% to create antibodies. If you get sick, let's say, okay, I'm coming in with the flu, I create antibodies. Okay, does that mean me coming out with the flu is 95% effective? So it's not 95% effective to prevent the virus. It's 95% effective that it creates antibodies. Well, sure, shooting anything foreign into your body is going to create antibodies. So if you research it, you look at it, and you have to come to your own conclusion, but you can take the vaccine if you feel that that's, something you need to do. If God's leading you that direction, I just know you want to double check and triple check and really research it and get your body naturally, you know, fighting out. Because I'm sure many of us have had COVID, but our body has fought it off on its own. But now, is this the mark of it could lead to something like that. You can't get on airplanes, you can't buy or sell. But for someone to get the vaccine isn't the mark, because whenever you take a mark, and it's funny, I think there's 7 or 8 times mentioned you can, throughout the Bible, you can look at what a mark on your hand or a mark on your forehead. That was often for your thoughts, reminding the Jews to think, the little phylacteries that they would wear, and remind where your thoughts go, remind where your hands go, what you do. So is it an actual mark, or is it a way, a thought pattern of thinking? Unless you take this way of thinking that we think, you will not be able to buy or sell. So might not necessarily be a mark, but if it is, just taking a vaccine, I don't believe is connected just yet, because you're not rejecting God. That's what it is. It's those who reject God have this mark on them, whether it's, you know, their thought life or how they act, or taking an actual mark. So hope that sums it up on my end of it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, you know, with respect to those that have concerns about whether a vaccine like this is the mark of the beast, the short answer is no, because that would demand that you have to read back into all of the Mosaic passages in Exodus and Deuteronomy, where the same type of language of having a mark on the hand and the forehead is attributed to Yahweh and the people of Yahweh. So that would basically necessitate that there would have to be some kind of a pro-Yahweh vaccine in the 14th century before Christ, which we know didn't happen. So that's kind of the thing where there's a lot of assurance about not having to worry about that. Now, like you said, could it usher in a pattern of similar things that we see in Revelation about buying and selling and things like that? Maybe, but the vaccine itself is not something that we have to worry about. And the other reason is because when you look at the contrast in Revelation, that's made between those who took the mark of the beast and those who've been given the mark of Christ on their hand and their forehead. The mark of Christ is attributed to all believers, and the mark of the beast is attributed to all unbelievers. So if there is somebody that would come under God's judgment that didn't take the vaccine, it can't be the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast accounts for all unbelievers who subscribe to the world system. So that's kind of the short answer on that. But you can also, you know, there's issues with this too, whereas it's like issues of wisdom are not necessarily issues of sin. And I think that's one thing where it's like to take a vaccine in and of itself is not a sin issue.
True.
Directly. Right. If you have things like aborted fetal tissue and stuff like that in there, okay, now it indirectly becomes a sin issue because you're supporting an industry and things like that if you take it. But in and of itself, it's not a sin issue. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a wise thing to do. So I think that's the perspective that a lot of people can kind of hold loosely when they consider this stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, you know, the main reason people take vaccine is they only hear one side of it and they think it's a cure all. Oh, I can take this and I'll be good. Well, they're still saying you have to follow the mask protocol. Yeah. You still have to do that. So nothing will change and you can still get it. So I don't know. It's just all interesting. Hopefully we'll know more as the months unfold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening to this episode of Eidelman Unplugged. If you enjoyed what we talked about today, please send us your ideas and topics for future episodes of the podcast. You can send us an email at westsidechristianfellowship.org or at shaneeidelman.com. Again, my name is Luke Duncan and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Eidelman. Join us again on the next episode of Eidelman Unplugged.
Thank you for listening to Eidelman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneeidelman.com. Again, that's shaneeidelman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality in Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.